particular story that encapsulates where this conference came from. And it comes from a time where Aldo Leopold was a young forest ranger traveling out in some backwoods somewhere, maybe Colorado, I'm not sure. And at that time, wolves were considered to be pests. And he and his colleagues were traveling on horseback, and they saw a sight of some wolves down at the bottom of the valley. And being good conservationists at that time, they dismounted and proceeded to shoot the wolves, in this case, a mother and her babies. And the idea was, if you take away the wolf, the deer will flourish, and the ecosystem will be better off. So they shot from on the top of the ridge, and then when they'd spent all their bullets, they came down to the bottom and to survey what had happened. And Aldo Leopold writes that he, in the dying eyes of Mother Wolf, saw a fierce green fire. And in that moment, knew that he had done something terribly wrong, but he wasn't sure what. And being a keen naturalist, he observed that when the wolf is gone and the deer are plenty, that the fragile ecosystem of the mountain begins to eat away as the deer is overgrazed. And as the trees die, the mountain begins to crumble because the fragile soil has no ecosystem within which to rest. So this spirit of the land arises from that moment, and it arises from the question, what was it in Aldo Leopold's heart and mind that allowed him to see the fierce green fire? To see the fire, to feel its meaning, and then to respond. How does that happen? Because if we could spark that fire in all of us, then whole new worlds of action and purpose, sensitivity and responsibility would be open. And so we took it upon ourselves to ask that question about university. How can learning be something that kindles and sparks a fire? And how can we develop that within ourselves and create a new world of wolves and deer and mountains and forests? So a guiding principle was this sense of spirit, that there's something inside each one of us that can respond and recognize the world around us in a deeper, more meaningful way. And so we developed a class that was what we call contemplative in spirit, which meant there was a sense of attentiveness to the inner world that can respond to the outer world. And if we lose sight of the inner world, then we lose sight of the wolves and the mothers and the eyes and the green fires that are all around us in every moment. And we thought, this can't just happen over 2 days, but it has to be an ongoing process. And so a class arose that, as part of the fabric of the learning, is contemplation, where we quiet and pay attention to the inner world and the inner dynamics of our own spirit. And so it's in this contemplative space that we welcome and invite you, and are so happy to share with you. And so this conference really is an extension of that story and this wish of ours.
A contemplative space. For me, a contemplative space is not a place separate from the present, neither a place above nor below, but rather is a space in which I can be more deeply present. Within this space, I begin to understand myself not as an individual, but as a member of one great, larger community. Here in this space, my identity begins to extend beyond myself, to include all. And I see that I am a small part of one great story. Here I am unique, but am also connected in a web of mutuality. And I see that what affects one being, human, animal, vegetable, mineral, no matter their background, directly affects all indirectly. Here I come to understand that any act of caring has a profound ripple effect. And here in this space, I may also rest in the grace of this reality.
Education is kind of interesting in that it often traditionally called the banking model, where you have the professor at the front who gives us information and we give back the information on the exam. Contemplation suggests that we actually don't know the answers and that we're discovering them together. And this is why it's so important that you come. Because if we are to create a land ethic, it's something we will create together and it involves all of us. So a big part of the conference will be discussing together and considering together and asking questions together. And there is a trust in the power of a gathering and the power of good hearts coming together to think and to feel and to ponder. And our trust is that something maybe none of us have seen might arise amongst us and be a guide moving forward. So in various parts of the conference, we will, after having heard a speaker, then discuss it amongst our community and share our reflections and thoughts and questions. And then from that table, reflect back to the speaker.
Nature teaches us that diversity makes a habitat resilient. And so too may we apply this natural law to human communities. Individually different, but when gathered together, make the whole stronger. And it was said once that perhaps this is so that the perfection lacking to one may be supplied by another. So today, and tomorrow, and in the days that may follow, may we hold close to this natural law which proposes community as the answer. You are welcome here. Come and be as you are. And here we are gathered in one place around many common tables. So there may be no better place to begin than here at our tables. So we invite you now to focus your energy and attention to those with whom you share a table this evening. And in a few minutes, we invite you to each reflect upon and share with your group about a place. A place, land, with which you have had or have a relationship. Perhaps a landscape. Perhaps a place from your childhood. Perhaps a backyard, or a garden, or a forest. A place with which you relate. And if you know no such place, we invite you to imagine and envision a place, land, with which you might one day share a kinship. So, for the next few minutes, we invite you to share your name and, in a few sentences, this place. Thank you.